Thanks, Jimmy, Joan, Dawn, and Michael, who's not here. And since Michael isn't here, Ziggy Edwards, the editor of Upagus, there's a lot of great interviews with Michael, so I'd visit that website and really get to know Michael through that. So I brought something a little bit old, and then I'd read a couple things out of the anthology. Freedom. I trade off and give away my organs. A loner I stand. I stand as an organ donor, with my heart in my hand and a hole in my chest. I give away parts of my heart and parts of my breath to friends and families, lives and deaths. I trade my dreams for your dreams. I trade sleepy eyes for streetlights, my voice for insight. I trade my hands for money. I trade the taste of honey for curses. The buses carry dresses and purses, suits and briefcases, hats with no faces carry fingers to their workplaces. Power lines run like veins. Emotions run like trains. Thoughts linger like cars in parking lots, like disappointment in shot glasses. Mesmerized, hypnotized glass eyes looking through sugar-coated sunglasses, and it looks so real. It feels like sunshine in the summertime sometimes, though sometimes I can't see through it all. And it hits me so hard, so fast, and so many times, my mind, a car bomb. No love songs, no love poems. Blocks and blocks of houses sit heavy like grave markers, cities of graveyards. Abandoned house after burnt out house sit in perfect rows. The weeds grow in empty lots. Each city block like a family plot. Crosses and teddy bears lay where children got shot. Mothers fought so hard just to have their babies murdered anyway. And I trade my heartbeats for teardrops. I trade my fingers for money. I trade sunny days for the pursuit of so-called happiness. Some say this glass is half full, full of orange, creamsicle, popsicles, and I trade my ice cream dreams to become a free machine. And I trade the numbness in my tongue for just a little itty-bitty taste of freedom. This next one's a little bit sad, too, but I will end on a positive note, I swear. And this is out of the anthology on page 82. Grounded. The boy on the bus asked me why I didn't fly. And as the earth broke into pieces, I looked into his eyes. His pupils as big as Pluto. He still believed he could fly. My parents sewed my shadows to my shoes a long time ago. And I lose myself in my shadow every day. I won't be the one to tell him why he can't fly. I just won't. Me and my little brother learned to fly. We would put trash bags in our pockets and climb up through the roof, through the branches of the trees in the backyard. And as the asteroids broke into pieces, the trash bag parachutes became our jetpacks. We jumped from rooftops and landed on the moon. I used to call my little brother, and he would get so mad at me because he was a lot taller than me. The boy on the bus looked like my little brother. We stopped each block at every bus stop. He asked why so many astronauts got on our rocket ship. And as the sky was falling, I asked him his name. I said, George, they promised us jetpacks too. We all just can't afford to fly every day. We all have to work to dream. There were too many meteorite showers, and I sat back powerless. And as the world broke into pieces, I thought to myself what it takes for the mighty to fall. The day my little brother died, I threw my jetpack in the closet back behind my old shoes and old shadows. I told ground control I was out of control. I couldn't deploy the emergency landing gear, and I figured I would burn up during reentry. I took one small step after one small step for one kind man, my little brother. I sewed a new shadow to my new shoes. I hung up my spacesuit and hemmed up my pants. I can't tell this big-eyed little boy he can't fly. The days still hurt. I hid behind newspapers in the back of the bus, my soul a black hole. I stopped walking on the moon. I folded the newspapers as I fold neat creases, and as I broke into pieces, George asked me again why I didn't fly. Thank you. And so I don't forget, getting old, and you wouldn't believe this, but getting old's tough. So before I forget, the cover for the Brentwood Anthology is by Judy. It's a painting by Judy. So if you pick it up, you'll see some really nice artwork too. And this is the last one, Summer. She is all that I am and all that I ever will be. She is gravity, sits like humidity. She looks down on me like moon. She is summer afternoon. We start southeast on Penn Avenue, you and I. The blue skies reflect in your beautiful eyes. Soft hand and hard hand, two lightning bugs in a jar. Cars drive by, music blaring, people staring. You and me, we are electricity. I hold my breath. We turn left and left again, going west, downtown around 5th. We sit like steam, melt like ice cream, summer supreme. Last week, right in the middle of Grant Street, you set my heart on fire, burned down my soul, rolled me up and put me in your heart. We are now heart and soul. You hold me sweet. Summer beats in the park, summer heat in the dark. You kiss me fireworks. Hold me summer, sweet summer morning. Oh, the melody. She is all that I am and all that I ever will be. She is my gravity. We are electricity. We are summer. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Next up, please give a warm welcome for Steve Busateri. Yeah.